Algonquin Young Readers and Workman Audio present The Oddmire, Book 3, Deepest, Darkest, by William Ritter. Read by Jonathan Todd Ross. Earlier. The forest whipped past the thing in a blur. It was feeling things it had not felt in a very long time, and some it had never felt at all. The pain, the cold, the fear. These were all too familiar, but nestled beside them now was something else. An exquisite ache. The thing could scarcely breathe. It had failed. It had tried to consume a changeling boy, and it had failed. And then everything had come crashing down. The boy's words echoed in its skull. Nobody ever came for you, did they? That isn't fair. The thing burrowed its face into the soft earth. But that voice was everywhere. His hand, gentle and warm, had scooped it up, held it close. The boy's eyes had looked down at it with such pity. "I am sorry that you suffered," the boy had said. "You didn't deserve that. You didn't deserve to be turned into this." The thing dug more deeply now. It roared a furious roar to drown out the words and the feelings, but all that escaped into the cold night was a piteous wail, little more than the squeaking of a mouse. It was all too much. It clutched at shadows, trying desperately to pull the darkness around itself as it once had, to create for itself an armor of icy midnight. The shadows melted through its fingers like smoke. Something had changed. Not in the shadows, but within the thing itself. And it couldn't put itself back the way it was. The thing did not want to be different. It burrowed deeper. The thing could still feel the warmth of the child's hands, clinging to it like tar. It had felt something else, too, while it was being held. It had felt not anger, not hate. The memory burned like acid in the pit of its stomach. Deeper and deeper it tunneled. The thing had felt love. But how? How could the boy treat it that way, after everything it had done, had tried to do, had promised?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?